Concerns growing over inspections for imported ag products. Welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Keeping plant and animal diseases from entering this country is a big job, and one that many believe should be handled by the Agriculture Department. Jonna Miller has more.
When the Department of Homeland Security was created, the Agricultural Import and Entry Inspection Services were moved out of the Agriculture Department's control and over to the Customs and Border Patrol section of DHS. Many in agriculture say that was a mistake that needs fixed.
Agricultural inspections are unique. It takes great knowledge to know whether that ham sandwich may be contaminated or that apple is coming from a country where there could be pest issues. It takes expertise.
American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Caroline Rydell says the situation could cause big problems for agriculture.
The General Accounting Office report issued last year basically said inspection rates at several key American points of entry have significantly decreased.
More than 85 organizations are supporting legislation that would transfer the ag inspections back to USDA. Senate Bill 887 will likely be proposed as an amendment to the Farm Bill.
Invasive species cost U.S. agriculture $120 billion annually, and continued delay of addressing this issue and of moving these inspectors back to USDA could prove significant.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, many farm groups believe that USDA is better suited to handle agricultural inspection services than the Department of Homeland Security simply because they are better trained on what to be looking for when it comes to plant and animal diseases. Well, harvest for Tennessee's major row crops are quickly winding down. According to the latest crop progress report, over three-fourths of the soybean acreage has been harvested. That's on schedule with last year, but over a week ahead of normal. Only 10% of the cotton acreage is left to be harvested, and that pace is 2.5 weeks ahead of the 5-year average. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.